No matter where you are.
Yeah.
Is this, I don't, what do I have, a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour?
Don't do an hour, really.
I don't
half
do,
hour, 45.
Okay. We try not to pay too much attention to time. We just try to go by the leading of the Holy Spirit. But forgive me if my voice sounds a little weak, because it probably is. I think the only one older than I am in here is Brother Hall, I think. I'm not sure. But I just want to say it is a pleasure when... Last few months, I have had my days and months so mixed up. I thought this meeting was for last month, and I called Brother Ed. I told him I was going to be able to make it to the meeting. I think I emailed you. And then I thought, oh man, I got a doctor's appointment. I can't make it. And then I looked and I said, no, the meeting's next month, doctor appointment this month. So there comes a certain point in your life where you, me anyway, try to keep things straightened out, but Brother Ed asked me to preach, and it's always a pleasure to preach the Word of God. I love reading the Word of God as I go along. I've got a couple Bibles that I've highlighted as I start from the beginning. In every place it says, thus saith the Lord, and the Lord said, and the Lord spoke unto. I like to highlight all that, because folks, that's our God talking. And I believe that God is talking as much to me today as he was to the people of years ago. I'd like you, if you take your Bibles, note the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. I pray much about what God would have me to preach, and I want to preach what he wants. Ephesians chapter 2. Boy, I tell you, it gets exciting when you get reading the Word of God. I'm going to start with verse 1. It says, but you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. He says, where in the time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And I love that, verse 4. But God.
Amen.
But God, who is riches in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to preach the Word of God, and I just pray, Father, that you would just give me good voice. And I just pray, God, you'd help me to preach in the wisdom, the knowledge, the power, the truth, the strength of the Holy Spirit of God. Just block me out and help us get our eyes on Jesus Christ, because truly it's all about him. Speak to the hearts of each one of us here, Father. Encourage each one. Meet the needs of each one, Father. Lord, we ask it. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
As I said, the thing that kind of sticks out in my mind, and I had preached a series of through the Word of God in different places, and I still haven't hit a whole bunch of them, but if you look and you see, if you've got a coins or something, you can look at that, and you look that up, it says, but God. And you look at the number of times it says, but God, but God. And as we look here in the Word of God, and of course, how we thank God and praise God that he's the one that saved us. He's the one who provided a way that we could have a better life here on this earth, as well as eternal life, the forgiveness of sins. But it's all through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I've talked with people sometimes recently, and, you know, I don't know about some of you other men, what's going on in your churches or anything, but, you know, I believe that one thing that I have seen, and in talking with a few other folks, but not only in our church, but some others, is a lack of commitment of Christians.
Amen.
I believe that too many Christians got saved because they want to go to heaven. They didn't fall in love with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I believe that there's too many people who have made a profession of faith. Well, I don't want to go to hell. I want, you know, well, you can have your sins forgiven. Oh, that's good. And many of these same people, they've received Christ as their Savior. They ask Him to forgive them for their sins, but then they go right back to what they were doing before.
Right.
I mean, there's no... Sometimes it just seems like there's just no true repentance in their life, and there should be. If a person is saved,
Amen.
There should be some repentance.
Amen.
And the thing is that we can thank God that, yeah, as we go through life, and I praise God that I'm saved, mm-hmm. and I praise God that I've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
And I praise God that whatever comes along in my life, I can say, but God.
Right.
But God.
Yes.
You see, I stop and I consider what I was and what God has made me. He says, you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. The power of God. You know, we talk Resurrection Sunday coming up, this coming Sunday. Mm-hmm. And praise God for the resurrection of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Praise
Amen.
God for the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And because of that power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, my life has been resurrected, so to speak, in a way, from dead in sins to alive in Christ.
Amen.
And it's all because of Him. It's what Jesus Christ
Amen.
Has done. And he points out in time past, we walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Again, what I was and what God has made me. It's not what I've done with my life. It's what God has done with my life. I stop and I consider what my life was and what God has done for me. And how I thank God that He interfered in my life.
Amen.
I like to think of it that way. That, you know, I was going down the path and I was going down the wrong path. All of a sudden, somebody jumped right out in front of me. His name was Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He says, you're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
He says, it's a whole lot better if you go the other way.
That's right.
You see, but God sent His Son, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And He's there. And whatever I go through in this life, I know you men that are pastoring churches, I know everything is perfect for you. You don't have any problems or anything. I mean, it's just great, you know. No. You know, sometimes I think, would you really like it that way? I don't think I would, because I like the problems come along because it teaches me. But God knows what's going on. But God knows how to handle it. Lord, I'm a little discouraged today. But God is there to encourage me. Whatever it might be. But my God is there.
Amen.
And He is my encouragement. Sometimes whatever things that we go through. What about decisions we have to make sometimes? But God knows we've got to make those decisions. But God gives us the direction through the blessed Holy Spirit that we can make the right directions. Go in the right direction. We can make those right decisions.
Amen.
I think that many of us who are pastors, we will preach to people, you've got to have faith. You've got to trust God. But I have to trust God.
Amen.
I have to have faith. I have to be the example. And whatever it is, it comes along. But God, who is rich in mercy...
Amen.
For His great love wherewith He loved us.
Amen.
Even when we were dead in sins. Man, that's powerful. When we think of that, we think about our God and we think of the richness of his mercy. And, excuse me, I praise God that I can depend upon him. I can depend upon him.
Amen.
Whatever it is that might go along in life. You know, I recently had a stent put in. And I didn't make a big deal of it. I didn't put it all over Facebook or anything else. I'm not trying to be the drama queen or king or... Some of you know what I'm talking about. I know. I'm on Facebook because I like to see pictures of my great-grandkids and things. But the thing is, I had that stent put in, and I'm going to have a stent put in. I didn't know they were going to do it until I got there. I didn't have to worry because my God was with me.
That's right.
I mean, my blood pressure was great. Everything went great. Why? Because my God was with me.
Amen.
I went to the cardiologist the other day. He says, "Now, do you want to go to rehab?" I said, "What?" He says, "You want to go to rehab?" And I know I don't want to go to rehab. I said, "I'm fine." I said, "I just preached 3 times Sunday."
That's rehab.
Well, actually, my Sunday school is more preaching than it is teaching. So at Sunday school morning, evening. But the thing is, folks, it's not me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But my God was with me. My God is with me. My God will be with me. It doesn't matter if it's a physical problem, if it's an emotional problem, whatever the problems are. But my God knows and my God is with me.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you, I can't praise God enough for being there. And as it says, he is so rich in his mercy just by showing his great love that he loved us even when we were dead in our sins.
That's right.
I do look back sometimes upon my life. Sometimes I'll get reading the Word of God. I get emotional when I think of what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did for me. And I look back and I think of where my life could have been. What could have happened? I could have been spending eternity in hell. But my God, who is rich in his mercy.
Amen.
Well, I was still a sinner. He loved me so much. He sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die on a cross for me. But God interceded in my life.
Amen.
And thank God that he did.
Amen.
And we can say, every one of us, we can say, but God knows what's going on. But God knows how to handle it. I can remember many years ago when my kids were young, and my one son, Jim, he's the middle one, and there was something that came up at home. And as we were talking about it and everything, this wise little kid comes up and he says, "Dad," I said, "What?" "Why don't we just pray about it?" out of the mouths of babes. I said, "You're right, Jim. You're right. Pray about it. That's what we need to do." And as we do, what are we doing? We're trusting God. Does God give us the answers that we want? "God, I wouldn't quite work it out that way. Are you sure this is the way you want it done?" But God says, yes. He tells us over, was it Isaiah 55, somewhere over in there? He says that our ways are not his ways.
Right.
His thoughts are not our thoughts. Because his ways, his thoughts are higher than the heavens and the earth. And he knows what's going on. I think we sometimes have a tendency to maybe get down a little bit. It can be any number of things. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand or anything or answer out loud, but I wonder how many of us at times we get discouraged with people. Certain people. I have said for years, I wish that I could take some people and I could just grab him right around the neck, and I could shake him like this, grab their collar, and slap some Christianity into him. I mean, you know, if you could just... You can't force it into them. You can't force it into them. And we get that way, and we just get... I get disgusted. And I have to say, but God knows all about this. But God knows what that person is doing. Or persons, whoever it might be. I can't change anybody. But God, through the Holy Spirit, can change everybody. But God can take care of it. I have to remember this. And I have to learn to trust Him to do it. Pray. 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 Trusting. 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 I've come to the conclusion there's whatever anyone else does, that's going to be between them and God. It doesn't matter whether I agree with it or if I disagree with it. They're going to answer to God. If they ask my advice, I give them their advice. And I'll say, well, the Word of God says, oh, I know all about that stuff. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's between you and God. But God is, as I said, He is the power of God. The power to encourage us. The power to keep us going. The power to help us get our minds straightened out. The power to say the right thing at the right time. We have to trust God. And it's just so great, as He says, He has raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Folks, that just tickles me, I think, so often. To me, that's a present position.
That's right.
That's right.
The moment I got saved, I'm right up there with Jesus Christ together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
He's lifted me up.
Yeah. That's good.
And I got to stay up. I can't let that old devil get me down. Got to keep my eyes on Jesus Christ. We stop and we think of those words and we think of the power of those words, but God, who is rich in mercy, the mercy of God, the grace of God, this is rich and unlimited resources. I praise God that He is unlimited. Amen. And He helps our little limitations. Amen. And He helps us as we go along. I think many times that sometimes we have problems because of the fact that we leave God out of our thinking. We leave God out of our planning.
That's right.
We don't really include Him. And when we don't, we're going to run in very much difficulty. Many times we make decisions. Sometimes I get kind of like impetuous Peter. Out of patience, and boy, do it now. Give it to Him. But God knows what I'm doing, and God tries to stop me, and I need to pay attention to God.
Yeah.
But God says, that is not my way. Don't let the flesh get in the way.
Yeah.
We need to include God. I'm in the family of God. He's my Heavenly Father.
Amen.
I need to include Him in my plans.
Yes.
Especially my Heavenly Father. And if we're not, we're going to have problems. Temptation is going to get in the way, and temptation just might have victory over us.
Right.
Because we're not listening to what God has to say. We haven't included Him. Sin will seduce us. Self will sway us. The world around us will warp our trust. It'll warp our thinking. Boy, there's something we have to be careful of. Not just preachers or teachers or evangelists, but everybody, every Christian. We have to be aware that Satan is out there and he just wants to wrap us up and draw us from away from Jesus Christ. Our thinking. Think on these things. The things that are good. As the Word of God says, I can't give you the verse right now, but you know, if there be any virtue, he says, think on these things. Mm-hmm. Things right. that are good, things that are righteous, things that are perfect. And when I think about the things we're supposed to think about, it's all wrapped up in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Think
Amen.
About Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Get our thinking on Jesus. We can. I said I wasn't going to do this, but I'm not getting political. Folks, we've got an election coming up for a president of the United States of America.
We do.
An office that is to be respected.
Amen.
And we would like a man in there. I said man.
Amen.
In there.
Amen.
In there.
Park there.
A woman should not have the authority over a man.
Yeah.
Right. I'll not go into that. We need to have a man in there that can be respected.
Yeah, that's right.
By everybody.
Yeah.
But I praise God. I'm not wringing my hands.
Amen.
I'm not all worried about who it's going to be.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
But God knows what's going on.
Yeah.
All things are ordained of God.
Hey.
He gives us the pleasure of voting for someone. Are we going to see that take the mind of God in what we do? Just because this one person believes in such and such a thing, well, yeah, that's the man. Not necessarily. And just because this person doesn't believe in such and such a thing, that's the man. No, not necessarily. We have much to consider when it comes to a leadership of our nation. But folks, I thank God that I am under the leadership of the King of Kings.
Amen.
And the Lord of Lords.
Yes.
And we need to pray, whoever does get in there. Some people are getting all upset about these people because, well, this one doesn't believe in this one doesn't believe in that. How many people that were really ungodly, wicked people did God allow to be king? Think about that. And why did God allow them to be a king? Why did he allow them to have authority? Sometimes to punish the nation of Israel.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe God wants to punish some Christians.
Amen.
I don't believe there's a thing in the Word of God that says we will not go through some tribulation. Not
right.
the great tribulation, but some tribulation.
Right.
But God knows. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Yeah.
My God knows what's going on. I don't have to listen. I never listen to a debate. I don't believe it ever accomplishes anything. I don't like to hear people hollering and yelling at one another. Even on SportsCenter, I don't like to hear it. They're hollering at one another. I mean, it's just ridiculous. What happened to good old-fashioned talking? Am I that old? That you can't just sit down and talk without hollering and yelling? But the thing is, I'm trying to say, God knows what's going on.
Yeah. Amen.
And we need to trust Him.
Yeah. Right.
Explicitly, wholeheartedly.
That's right.
If I love Him the way that I should, then I'm going to trust Him the way that I should.
Right.
We have to be careful in our life, in our Christian life, we have to be careful of distractions.
That's right.
Because there's many things that will come along and distract us. And Satan wants us to be distracted. He doesn't want us to major on Jesus Christ. He doesn't want to major on the Word of God.
That's right.
Amen.
I know, I read something the other day. There was another new version of the Bible come out. I don't even remember what they called it. Did I get all upset? No. Because God knew before it came out that it was going to come out.
Right.
I will do what God tells me to do. God says stick with the King James Bible. And I stick with the King James Bible. I believe it. I mean, You know, I've often said people have a problem with the Word of God. Take it up with God.
Yeah, right. There you go.
You argue with God.
Right.
So often it seems like, you know, how was your week this week? Was it kind of a bad week? Not only this week, this month. Oh, what a year this has been. I can't wait till next year. Praise God!
Yeah.
But God knew what your week was going to be like. He knows what your year is going to be like. Trust Him. He's putting you to the test so many times. He will put us all. He'll put us to the test. We say, oh, I trust God 100%. God says, okay, let's see if you really do. And something will come along. And I believe we're listening to God saying, are you trusting me or not? You see, there's nothing that happens in our life that God doesn't know about. Nothing that will happen that God doesn't know about.
Right.
So why not trust Him? Because He knows how to handle it. God can do for you what you can't do for yourself, and no one else on this earth can do for you. Only you can do it for yourself, or only God can do it for you. We got to be careful that we don't allow our Christianity. I'm going to say our Christianity, and I'm talking about even as whether we're pastor, evangelist, whatever we might be, we have to be careful we don't allow it to become boring.
Amen.
There's nothing boring about being saved.
That's right.
That's good.
Amen.
You know, when I was a kid, I was like a daredevil. I mean, somebody dare me to do something, I'd do it. I'd do it. Oh, I had a lot of hurts from doing it, but I'd do it. And I thought, man, being a Christian, there are so many challenges day by day. But God gets me through it.
Amen.
And I thank God that He does. It's all about God. It's all about Him. We need to trust Him. Don't leave Him out of our daily living. Many times we leave God out of our daily living. We leave Him out. And then what happens? We have a tendency to have some fear. I wonder if I made the right decision in that or not. Have you talked to God? Oh, I forgot to pray about it. And the thing is, we find out that we're, you know, we kind of got this fear, and we're just wondering, you know, and you know, I don't mean so afraid we're a nervous wreck, but so what happens, or what should happen? Go to God, ask Him to forgive you for leaving Him out. Ask Him to help you get this thing straightened out.
Amen.
To make the right choices, to make the right decisions.
Amen.
But God is there.
Amen.
He's there all the time.
Right.
That's exciting when you think about it. He's there all the time. And we need to keep our eyes just purposely focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep our eyes focused on Him. And just stop and think. You know, when I consider He is the God of all creation.
Amen.
And He's a God of my salvation.
Amen.
He's the all-powerful God. I preached a sermon not too long about the power of God. I'm not going to get into that today, Bob. I'll give you a break. But you know what I think the power of God? I think of dynamite.
Amen.
Somebody said that's what that word meant. Dynamite. Yeah. God's word is dynamite.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, boy, it can blow that old devil away. I mean, just think of that explosion. Boy, you know, and just keep your eyes on Him and remember that power of God. He raised Jesus from the dead.
Amen.
We ought to be careful, especially as pastors, that we don't become a little bit spiritually dead. I'm not saying we are. I'm not trying to judge anybody or anything else, but we've got to be careful. You know, we need to come alive for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
and be alive for Jesus Christ. We need to be the example for other people. Don't let the world draw you down to its standards. Draw the world up to the standards of Jesus Christ, which should be your standards. Victory in Jesus. We sing that song. It's got a good tune, good melody, but boy, the words, if you really look close, there is victory in Jesus Christ.
Good.
Not only in the past, but in the present and in the future. But God, who is rich in His mercy, and if He cared enough and loved us so much that He saved us when we were dead in our sins, and He made us alive to Christ. I don't know about you all, to me that's exciting. Being alive to Jesus Christ.
Right.
When we stop and consider, I mentioned this the other night, we need to stop sometimes and we just need to consider of all that Jesus Christ went through, even before He got to the cross.
Yes, sir.
And then what He went through on that cross. And He was without sin. He took my punishment on that cross. My sins are forgiven because of Him, not because of me. My life is better because of Him, not because of me. Oh, how we need to fall in love with Jesus Christ. As it said in Revelation, return to that first love. We need to return to that first love. We need to love Him wholeheartedly. God, I just thank You for loving us. I thank You, God, for Your word. And I thank You for these men and women. And I just pray, God, that You'd help us all to just love You and love Jesus the way that we should. And help us to remember, God, whatever may come along, but God is rich in His mercy. If He loved us, that He sent His Son to die for us, then He sure enough loves us to help us moment by moment and day by day. So God, just encourage each one. Father, we just give You the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Find a hymnal 243, I think, says, Victory in Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hey, I healed
my... Let's stand and lift it up. I heard.